みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
ナオミです。 Cat here. Newbie Series Season 5 Lesson 2. Have you met my Japanese friend?Welcome to Japanese Pod 101. With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook.
So, Kato-san, what are we going to learn in Lesson 2?
In this lesson, you will learn how to introduce someone in a casual situation.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at school, and it's between Kent, Madoka, and a new character, Shiroyama.
What's the formality level?
The speakers are all about the same age, so they'll all be speaking informally.
Listeners, I have a question.
A question?
Yep. I want to know, when was the last time you commented?
Ah, yes. Great question.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com, leave us a comment, or just say hi.
Okay, you heard Naomi.
それでは
Let's listen to the conversation.
Shiroyama-kun!
Oh, Madoka-chan, ohayo.
Shiroyama-kun, watashi no itoko, Kento-kun. Kento, kore, watashi no kareshi, Shiroyama-kun.
Yoroshiku.
Ah, yoroshiku.
お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり、お願いします。
白山くん。
おー、まどかちゃん、おはよ
う。私の、いとこ、けんとくん。けんと、これ、私の、彼氏。白山くん。
よろしく。
あ、よろしく。
今度は英語が入ります。
白山くん。
白山。
おう、まどかちゃん、おはよう。
おう、まどか、モーニング。
白山くん、私のいとこ、ケントくん。
白山、This is my cousin, Ken.
ケント、これ、私の彼氏、白山くん。
Ken, this is my boyfriend, 白山。
よろしく。
Nice to meet you.
あ、よろしく。
You too.
It's really nice to hear an entire conversation among young people using informal Japanese, isn't it?
うん、そうですね。It's quite different from formal Japanese, isn't it?
うん。Yeah, the phrases are shorter and easier to say.
うん。
But it can be confusing if all you're used to is formal Japanese.
キャットさんは、How did you learn informal Japanese?
Well, I came to Japan for the first time in 2006 with 2 years of university-level textbook Japanese behind me.、
Mm.
But I quickly realized that I was fine in a classroom situation at my host university. But when I was with my Japanese friends outside class, I could barely understand what they were saying, let、mm. alone participate in the conversation.
本当?
Yeah, so the vocabulary and grammar were that different, and the slang and everything, it was just really hard.
じゃあ、アドバイスはありますか? Do you have any advice for listeners?
そうですね。To learn informal Japanese and slang, more than textbooks, it's more about getting out there and speaking yourself. So, one, don't be afraid to make mistakes and just go for it. Just talk as much as you can.、
Mm.
And two, again, even if you don't understand what you're looking at, watch TV, watch films in Japanese with the subtitles off.
そうね、
It's what I recommend.
うん。いいアドバイスですね。Good advice.
頑張ってください。
頑張ってください。Good luck.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
私の
My, mine.
私の私の
Okay, next.
いとこ
Cousin.
いとこいとこ
Okay, next.
くん
Name suffix often used for males younger or of lower status than you.
くん。くん。
Okay, next.
これ
This.
これ。これ。
Okay, and next.
彼氏
Boyfriend.
彼氏。彼氏。
Okay, and next?
よろしく。
Nice to meet you. Please be kind to me as I will to you.
よろしく。よろしく。
Okay, and next?
私。
I, personal pronoun.
私。私。
Okay, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is 私.
I or me. This is the most basic word that means me or I, and it can be used by both genders, can't it?
そうですね、right. But actually, there are a couple of things about this word that I want to warn everyone about.
A warning? What's your warning, Naomi-sensei?
最初は、first, it's okay for girls to use this word in polite and casual situations, but guys should stick to this word only in polite situations.In casual situations, it might not sound that natural.
I see. That's a very good point. When talking with friends and people like that, there are some better words or less formal words for I that guys can use, aren't there?
Mm.
Can you possibly introduce one of them for us?
もちろん、sure. 僕。
僕。We'll talk more about those in the next lesson, won't we?
はい、right. But remember, in polite situations, it's fine to use 私。
Okay, and you said you had a couple of warnings. What's your next tip?
Hi. Well, do not overuse this word, 私.
Overuse 私. Ah, you mean that some learners of Japanese use it in every sentence, don't you, in Japanese?
So, so, exactly. 私は, ba, 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 ba. 私は, ba, 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 ba.
I see, because that's, I mean, it's a hard habit to break, because in English, you always need to say the subject of your sentence, don't you?
そうね.
So when you're, you know, talking about yourself, you always use I. You can't miss it out, so...Think about it. I went to the shops, and then I went to the bank, and then I had lunch, and then I met my friends. I mean, that's four I's right there, isn't it? But in Japanese, if you overuse 私 and use it before every sentence, it sounds really unnatural and urusai, noisy.
That's exactly what I mean. Some learners think they have to use it before every sentence, but that's not the case. As long as the listener understands who you're talking about, it can be left out.
I see. So if you're talking about yourself, just one 私 is fine, and the rest of the conversation, you don't need to say it again.
Exactly.
I see. So like we mentioned before, in the next lesson, we'll review some alternative words for I. So don't miss that, okay? And okay, Naomi-sensei, and the next word is?
いとこ.
This word means cousin. Kent is Madoka's cousin, right?
そうです, right. She referred to him as 私のいとこ, my cousin.
We'll go over this no more in the grammar section, but...私 plus no means my, 私の。
はい。
So, Naomi-sensei, after Madoka introduced the two, what did they say to each other?
Good question. That's our next word. They both said, よろしく。
Ah, this is the informal version of the phrase, よろしくお願いします。
そうです。Right. Here, they took off, お願いします at the end, and just said, よろしく。
よろしくお願いします has a lot of different meanings depending on the situation, doesn't it?
It really does.It's almost always used when meeting someone for the first time, though.
That's right, isn't it? It gets translated as nice to meet you, which is the basic idea, but it goes a bit beyond that, doesn't it? When you use it with someone you meet for the first time, it's a request for you and the person to have a good relationship and help each other out from there on out, isn't it?
はい。いい説明ですね。Good explanation, Kat. Normally, you'd use the polite version, but if you're meeting someone who's the same age as you or younger,It's possible to just use よろしく.
In this lesson, we'll look at how to make an introduction in a casual setting. Before that, though, we want to go over a grammar point that's useful in introductions.
Yes, the particle の used to show possession.
の is used to show that one thing belongs to another. It's a lot like apostrophe S in English. So A の B would be the B that belongs to A. Let's go over some examples, shall we?
Sounds good. In the vocab section...We covered the word 私, which means I or me. So when you add の to it and say 私の, it means my.
For example, cousin is いとこ, so my cousin would be
私のいとこ.
Or how about my name?
Name is 名前. So 私の名前.
How about some examples that don't use 私? How would you say my friend's house?
House is うち. So, 友達のうち. Or you can even say, 私の友達のうち。
Ah, I see. Okay, so now that we have that clear, we can show you how it was used in the dialogue. We'll take a look at how to make an introduction in a casual setting now. So, Naomi-sensei, when Madoka introduced Shiroyama to Kent, what did she say?
これ、私の彼氏、Shiroyama-kun.
Kent, this is my boyfriend, Shiroyama. Have you noticed something? The particles are all left out.
そうですね。Yes. If this were formal Japanese, we would need to include the particles, as in, これは私の彼氏。The copula is also left out.
Do you guys remember what the copula is? The copula des basically means is or am in English. Normally, it would come at the end of the sentence. So, for example,
これは私の彼氏です。
This is my boyfriend. This is the full, proper grammatical sentence with particles and des. Now, can we hear what it sounds like in casual, informal Japanese again?
Sure. これ私の彼氏。
There is no topic marking particle wa and no des at the end. Okay, so let's go through each part of this phrase. First, we have これ, which means this.
Here, これ is used instead of こちら, which is normally used to politely refer to people. When you introduce a person who is really close, you can use これ, but otherwise, you should use こちら.
And then, after that, you introduce the person. It's a good idea to say what their relationship is to you as well.
You can use the 私の that we covered earlier.これ、私の友達。
This is my friend. Madoka was introducing her boyfriend, so she said,
これ、私の彼氏。
And then she gave his name.
白山くん。
This is his last name, 白山 plus くん, which we covered in the last lesson. And then, after Kent and 白山 were introduced, they say よろしく to each other.
そうです、right. We went over this earlier.And don't forget to say this if someone is introducing you to someone for the first time.
Okay, so why don't we try practicing a bit?
Sounds like a good idea.
Let's try introducing different people. We'll give you a sentence in English, pretend like you're talking to your friends, and try to say the same thing in informal Japanese. Are you ready? Here's the first one. This is my friend. Here's a hint. Friend is 友達. Okay, Naomi-sensei, so how do we say this?
これ。私の友達。
Did you get that? これ、this. 私の友達、my friend. これ、私の友達。This is my friend. How about one more? This is my cousin. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what is it?
これ、私のいとこ。
Did you get that? Remember that cousin is いとこ。
Let us know how you did.
Yes, and please don't forget to let us know if you have any questions too. That's what we're here for.Okay, some of our listeners already know about the most powerful tool on JapanesePod101.com.
Line by line audio.
The perfect tool for rapidly improving listening comprehension.
By listening to lines of the conversation again and again.
Listen until every word and syllable becomes clear. Basically, we break down the dialogue into comprehensible bite-sized sentences.
You can try the line by line audio in the Premium Learning Center at JapanesePod101.com. Thanks for listening. ありがとうございました。じゃあまた。
See you next time.
しろやまくん。
おお、まどかちゃん、おはよう。
しろやまくん、私のいとこ、ケントくん。ケント、これ、私の彼氏、しろやまくん。
よろしく。
あ、よろしく。